Hi, and welcome to this follow-up demo of my last demo that I did on changing your sound source output on your Mac, and the fact that I said at the time that you had to do a bit of fancy, or not really fancy, but you had to do something different with VoiceOver to stop each source that you moved to from activating, of course, and that was turning off cursor tracking. Well, as it turns out, there is a much easier way in some ways to change your sound source on your Mac. And it's always been sitting on my extras or my status menu on my Mac. I just assumed that it was only for, quote, the volume and not changing the source and the volume on your Mac. Because after I did the demo on the little trickery that you had to go through with sound output in System Preferences Sound, I emailed Apple, and one of the people that I work with got back to me and said, do you know that if you added volume to your extras menu, you can actually just go down the list in that menu and you can change it to whatever source you like under menu control, and it will not activate as you move through the list. So I thought I probably should do this follow-up demo just to show you what that's all about. So I've absolutely got my MacBook Air turned on, VoiceOver's running. And of course, as always, let me start from a known spot on my Mac by going to my desktop with the VoiceOver command Shift-VOD. And of course, the VO keys being the Control and Option keys held down together. So I'm going to do that now. Shift-Control-Option-D.
Find desktop, desktop, group.
All right. Now, first of all, I'm going to show you where you can go and turn that volume checkbox on to make sure that the volume is actually in your extras menu. So I'm going to do VOD or Control Option D for dock.
Dock. Messages open. 5 of 30.
And then type in SYS for System Preferences.
System Preferences. One new item.
And
20 of 30.
VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
System Preference. Finder. Applications. Window. List view. Table. System Preferences. System Preferences. Window. Toolbar.
And press tab.
Leaving toolbar. Entering System Preferences window. Apple ID button.
And I do SOU.
Sound button.
There's sound. VO spacebar. Control Option spacebar.
Press loading sound. Window. Toolbar.
And this can do VO right arrow. Control Option right arrow.
Sound effects. Tab. 1 of 3. Output. Selected. Tab. 2 of 3. Input. Tab. 3 of 3. Select a device for sound output. Sound output devices. Table. Row 2 of 11. Name. USB audio codec.
Okay, type. So that's my USB. Current mixer currently selected in sound output.
Settings for the selected device. Balance. 5. Left. Right. Help. Output volume. Mute. Image. 5. 0. Maximum volume. Output volume. Mute. Show volume in menu bar. Checked. Checkbox.
And that's the one that you should have turned on. And if you haven't and you want to change sources on your Mac and not have to worry about turning off cursor tracking and turning it back on again for VoiceOver, turn that on, because then what you can do, and let me just do Command Q to close System Preferences.
Finder. Application.
I'm just going to do VOM or Control Option M twice.
Menu extras. Zoom us. Menu
extras. And I've gone to my extras menu. If I now do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Dropbox. 994. Steel Series Engine. 3. Jabra menu bar item. Menu extra. Accessibility. Menu extra. Time Machine. Menu extra. Bluetooth. Menu extra. Wi-Fi. 4 of 4 bars with Wood Eyes End Guests. Displays menu. Menu extra. Volume. 5.1%. Menu extra.
Okay, so you could actually be excused for assuming that that volume is just for volume, which I've done for apparently quite a long time. So if I do VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
5.05%. System volume.
Okay,
slider.
And I'm going to interact with Shift VO Deno, Shift Control Option Deno.
In 5.55%. System volume. Slider. Value indicator.
If I now go VO up arrow.
60.5%.
It's getting louder and I keep going up. And VO Deno.
55.5%.
I've gone down again. All right. So let me uninteract. So Shift VO up arrow.
Out of slider.
And.
Value indicator. Value indicator.
Now when I uninteract, for some odd reason, VoiceOver still thinks I'm interacting with that volume slider. So I'm going to uninteract again, so twice.
Out of 5.55%. System volume slider interactive.
Okay, and now if I do VO Deno.
Output device dimmed.
So I've got a heading which says output device, and here's where it gets to the interesting bit.
Internal speakers.
So I've got internal speakers.
Check mark, USB audio codec.
USB audio codec, which is currently checked. And notice already that it didn't activate when I paused.
Internal speakers.
I said hit VO up arrow on internal speakers. It's not going anywhere. So we now have that manual control thing I was whinging about or pointing out about in my last demo when I was talking about the sound output sources. So let me just go VO down and control.
Check mark, USB audio codec. USB PNP sound device.
That's my sound device.
David's AirPods Pro. Full stop. Left battery 39%. Apple TV, David's desk.
Apple TV.
Dining room.
Dining room HomePod.
Lachlan's room.
Lachlan's room HomePod.
Lounge.
That's the lounge room Apple TV.
Toy room.
Toy room HomePod.
Toy room Apple TV.
Toy room Apple TV.
Sound preferences ellipsis.
And right down the bottom is sound preferences. So if I did VO spacebar on that, it would just go back into where we were before. System preferences and sound. So let me go back up and have the absolute pleasure of accessing room, my internal room, speakers.
Lachlan's room, dining room, Apple TV, David's AirPods, USB PNP, check mark, internal speakers.
And VO spacebar.
Applications window, list view table, Amadeus Pro app application.
Which is absolutely lovely. So I'm going to go back to my extras menu. So VOM twice, Control Option M twice, boing boing.
Menu extras, zoom us.
And across to volume. And VO spacebar. And let's nick down to USB codec.
Finder, applications,
there
window,
we go.
List
I've
view,
got
table.
My lovely sound coming back from my mixer. Now I'm just going to show you another little trick that I sometimes use since we're talking about sources and volumes and that sort of stuff. Remember with VoiceOver 2, you can actually get VoiceOver to use a different sound source as well if you want to. And I sometimes do that. So at the moment, my system sound and VoiceOver equal the same thing. So they're both going through my mixer at the moment. But let's say I want to separate them off and I might want to have VoiceOver going through the little external sound card or going through the internal speaker, etc. So just for this demo, let me just get VoiceOver to go from my internal speaker and I'll leave my sound on the system and then I might play a bit of music so you can see what happens with the difference. All right, so I'm going to do Shift VOD or Control Option D for my desktop.
Desktop group.
Just to keep things nice and tidy. So I'm going to bring up my VoiceOver utility with VOF8.
Open VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility. Window.
And
utility categories.
Let's
table.
See.
General.
If I do,
selected
I
has keyboard.
Get this slightly wrong. So let's try Command 6. It's Command Key plus 6.
Sound. Sound.
Oh, there we go. All right. So I've selected the sounds category in VoiceOver utility. Now I'm going to do VO right arrow control option right arrow.
Mute sound effects. Unchecked. Checkbox. Enable audio ducking. Unchecked. Checkbox. Enable positional audio. Checked. Checkbox. Output device.
And here we have output device is the label heading for the control.
System default. Output device pop-up button.
So at the moment it says system default. So if I do VO spacebar or control option spacebar.
Menu 5 items check mark. System default.
So system default is currently my mixer. And that's both for system sound and for VoiceOver. If I do VO down arrow control option down arrow.
Zoom audio device.
That's zoom audio device.
Built-in output.
Built-in output, which is my internal speaker.
USB audio codec.
USB audio codec, that's my mixer.
USB PNP sound device.
USB PNC sound device, that's my external sound card.
USB PNP.
And that's it. All right, so I'm going to go and make my internal speakers my speakers for VoiceOver, so my source output.
USB audio codec, built-in output.
Built-in output, VO spacebar.
Press begin dialogue for window VoiceOver utility, revert. Default
okay,
button.
So
revert
that's the good old revert button. And confirm to confirm it. All right, so I've now got VoiceOver going through the internal speaker, and I should still have system sound going through my mixer. Back to my desktop, Shift VOD,
desktop group.
And Shift Command A.
Application.
And let me run my little music healing app that I run locally just to listen to a bit of background music when I'm typing.
Music healing app application.
And Command O. This music should now come from my mixer. Command O. So I've got the sound going through my mixer.
Finder. Applications window. List view table. Music healing app application.
Now I've still got sound going through my internal speaker for VoiceOver. Very, very nice. And if I Command F5 on VoiceOver. Command F5 again. VoiceOver's staying back on.
Music healing app application.
The internal sound card. So I'm going to put it back. So I'm going to do VOF8 for VoiceOver utility. So built-in output device. I'm still focused on that control because I haven't closed down VoiceOver utility. I've just been lazy by just relaunching them with the shortcut key. So VS spacebar, control option spacebar. And I'm going to select USB audio codec.
Press U in dialog. 4. Window voiceover utility. Revert default button. Confirm button. USB audio codec. Output
and
device.
I now have button. VoiceOver closing dialog. Going back through my internals. Internal. I've now got VoiceOver going back through my mixer. So there we go. So I'm going to do Command Q on
Finder, Applications, Window.
We just Command Tab around.
Music Healing.
Music Healing. Music. Command Q on Music Healing.
Timer, Finder, Desktop, Screenshots, Stack.
And there we go. So that works really nicely. So there you go. That's one particular thing I wanted to do, which was how to change sound source manually without having to do any cursor tracking or not tracking with VoiceOver. And then the extra thing that I actually was just thinking about when I was doing the demo, and that's about actually changing your sound source output for VoiceOver itself. Anyway, that will complete this demo for now. And as I say in all my other demos, thanks for listening and bye for now.